Talk Live. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition. If you'd like to call in as we kick off the last hour of the show, hour three, and discuss whatever's on your mind, you can call 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And would like to remind you that if you enjoy the show, you can help us out by promoting it. There is a promote page over at promote.freetalklive.com where you can find all kinds of graphics, avatars, banners, everything you could possibly want in order to promote Free Talk Live and share the show with your friends, which always helps us out because we like to reach more minds and ears and eyes, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, the more people we reach, the farther and the wider the messages of liberty spread.
Absolutely, and it's a free way to help out the show. Doesn't require any kind of commitment, except maybe a little bit of time. Okay, so Mark, I'd like to talk to you about an interesting article that you speculated that we may disagree on that, but on this article, but I'm not sure. So let's get into it and see.
People like that, though, right?
They love it. I have to say, I think they tune in when it's like the highest conflict portions of the show when we're arguing back and forth. So here's the headline from Newser.com. Gay Texas judge refuses to marry straight couples, by Rob Quinn. Dallas judge Tanya Parker says she won't be conducting any marriage ceremonies until she and every other gay person in Texas have the same right to marry. When she turns straight couples away, Parker tells them, "I'm sorry, I don't perform marriage ceremonies because we are in a state that does not have marriage equality. And until it does, I am not going to partially apply the law to one group of people that doesn't apply to another group of people." Parker passes the ceremonies on to other judges so the straights can get married. What do you think about this so far, Mark?
I think that a government bureaucrat needs to do their job, and, you know, in this case, their job is to marry people. I'm of the opinion that gay
people... But she does refer them to other judges. She's making a statement.
Sure, I got it.
Do you agree with what she's
saying?
It was
my job to be a garbage man, and I don't want to pick up certain people's garbage, and I refer it to other garbage men. I'm just not a very good garbage man, right? Like, let's get the garbage men to pick up everybody's garbage rather than...
I don't know. There are pharmacists. Some pharmacists have a religious objection to making emergency contraception available to women, and so
those pharmacists,
usually...
I've never heard of any of those pharmacists working for the government. The government is
true.
The salary of this woman is paid by the people that are coming to her to be married, and so therefore,
but they
she
don't,
should marry them.
They don't have much choice in that matter, though. You know,
no, they don't.
They really don't have any.
that's why she shouldn't have a choice in this matter. If she wants to have choices about who she deals with and who she doesn't, then she should work where she doesn't take tax money as payment for her job.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from. I'm
of the opinion that if the government is going to sanction marriage, it should sanction it for everybody. And
yeah,
furthermore,
absolutely.
If you're going to take this from a utilitarian standpoint, because I'm a registered Republican, as so many people that listen to talk radio have the expectation of hearing conservatives talk. If you're going to take,
I'm not going to meet that.
If you're going to take this from a standpoint of utilitarianism, let's face it, this is a losing proposition for the Republican Party. I mean, you know, the base, as they call the evangelicals out there, they're only going to successfully marginalize the Republican Party. They're putting up candidates like Rick Santorum, which are not bridge builders. These are bridge burners. And, you know, if the Republicans want to be a viable party 20 years from now, shut the F up on issues like gay marriage. You know, with the times.
Demographics, like independently of who's registered for what party or whatever, young people are overwhelmingly in favor
of
things
like... Both parties.
Yes, in gay marriage. And I think it's because they recognize, you know, they have friends that are coming out.
It's the old people in the Republican Party that are doing the disservice to the young people in the Republican Party. I'm a younger person. I'm 41.
Sure, but since when do young people matter to them, you know? They don't seem to think that the young people do matter.
And they make it based on religious principles, which, you know, I mean, who would Jesus,
keep from being together, yeah.
Oppose or oppress.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, your religious opinions are good for your life. They're not good for a nation.
But Mark, they can choose to be straight. They can get cured.
So?
They can choose to have sex with the opposite sex.
They can choose to be gay
if you're straight. You know,
it's a real disservice. You know, all these things are a real disservice to people, like the women that gay guys who feel pressured into being straight marry.
Oh, closeted gay guys. Yeah.
This happens. Gay guys say, "I'm going to try to be straight. I'm going to push down these proclivities that I have, and I'm going to." I mean, what's it like for those women?
It never works. It's so sad, and it's just
it's sad for the families.
Life.
It's sad for the women. It's sad for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's just creating problems.
But I guess it's they believe that it's happy for God or something.
Why does God want women to have bad marriages and kids to have, you know, absent fathers?
Sure.
Why does God want that? God doesn't want that. If God didn't want that, God wouldn't have created gayness. I mean, you can't claim that he did anything else. There's gayness in the natural world. Animals have, you know, gay relationships. So what? God must want it for some reason.
Sure, absolutely.
Just because some old Iron Age, desert dweller wrote it down in some book someplace doesn't make it true.
Yeah, and there's even debate about how, you know, in the Bible, were key passages or words kind of misinterpreted to make it sound like they were saying that homosexuality is a sin or an abomination when it's really that's not what the original text maybe meant. And sort of why do people, there are some
phrases that are that's true on. There are other phrases that it's absolutely not true on. There, you know, if you take the Bible as a document, and it's not.
I don't recognize the authority of the Bible. I'm just saying
the Bible didn't become a document until, well, I think it was the 4th century. It may have been the 3rd century. So you're talking about a document that isn't, if I said something today, and there was no media out there to record me, and then 200 to 350 years later, people put these interpretations of what I said together, come on.
Sure.
Come on. This is the unerring word of God. They didn't even get the name of the main character right. Jesus' name is Yaheshua.
Well, and it says, don't forget, it also says in the Bible, you know, don't eat shellfish. Women, when they have their period, they should sit in a field for 5 days until they stop bleeding, and, you know, crazy things.
The New Testament, there are phrases in the New Testament that make it clear that that homosexuality is a sin. You can claim that shellfish is a sin, but that is, that was taken away with the law and Acts or whatever. And
is that how it works?
That's the idea. I mean, I can speak to that because I've read the Bible, you know, several times. I went to Christian school. Taught Sunday school. I mean, I'm pretty clear on all this stuff. It just, you know, to me, in my mind, it just doesn't fit. And if you want to live by it, that's fine. It doesn't fit with reality. If you want to live by it, sure. That's cool. But don't shove it down other people's throat.
Sure.
I mean, to me, I don't like the idea of people preaching hell because I think that because you're going to teach it to your kids.
Well,
and
it must be pretty scary as a kid to hear that you might go to hell if you make a mistake, right?
Well, I mean, if you choose not to, you get indoctrinated in this, and for many people, it's the fear of hell that they take on this religion. Because I'm going to go to hell if I don't believe this, and you know,
yeah, it's a threat of punishment.
That's
right?
The purpose of the threat. The purpose of the threat is to get people on board. If not, just remove it. Why even talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, you would think that. You know, it's hard for me to even imagine this because I'm not religious. But if I were, I would probably want people to be there and to attend my church because they voluntarily want to. Not because they feel scared that they might go to hell if they don't.
I go to Quaker meeting, which, you know, my version of church. I go every single Sunday. I'm the clerk of my meeting. That if there is a position, it is a position of service. But it's a singular position in meetings. So, you know, I am not an irreligious person.
And you go because you like to be there? You want to be there?
I mean, you know, I like what I get out of the situation. I mean,
okay.
I don't know precisely what I think about God, but I'm reasonably certain he's not the rigid guy that's talked about in the Bible.
855-450-FREE is our number if you have thoughts you'd like to add to this discussion. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live is coming back with more, and I want to get back to this judge. Is it okay for the judge to refuse to marry straights? This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Japan's Mount Fuji is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Elegant, snow-capped, symmetrical, and spellbinding when not shrouded in clouds, Mount Fuji is the highest peak in Japan. At over 12,000 feet, it is both a national and religious symbol. Fuji has not erupted in more than 300 years, but in the nearby resort area of Hakone, which lies in the Fuji-Hakone-Izu National Park, intense volcanic activity can be seen daily in the Valley of Great Boiling. The renowned Hakone Open Air Museum appeals to art lovers with pieces by Rodin, Giacometti, Picasso, and Takeshi Shimizu among its vast collection. It's a perfect enclave of man-made art offset by nature's power.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. And I'm your host, Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we do actually have some calls on the line, Mark. Let's jump right into the phones. Matt is on the line in Illinois, and he'd like to talk about hypocrisy. Always an interesting topic. Matt, are you with us?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm here. Hypocrisy might be the wrong word to use. What happened to is, earlier this week, PayPal came out and attempting to remove books from a website that I used to publish on called Smashwords and other independent authors' book sites.
Uh-huh.
And what they're doing is they're refusing to, or they're threatening to close the accounts on these indie publishers if they continue to allow books about bestiality, incest, and rape.
I think I heard something about this.
Yeah, I heard it. I think you called it on the Tuesday show, maybe the Monday show.
Uh-huh. Right, so is there a new development on this?
Well, yes, I've blogged about it. I've written about it. Basically, Smashwords wrote another letter explaining what was going on and telling authors and their readers that if they don't like this censorship, he gave them the places that they should write to. It turns out PayPal claims that they're doing this under pressure from the credit card companies, Visa, Discover, MasterCard, and American Express.
So they're kind of passing the buck or their responsibility?
Yeah. They're saying that they're doing this, under pressure from these credit card companies. And he wrote a nice email explaining it, and I republished the email in the blog that I wrote.
Okay.
But one of the things that happened as I've been going through all this, and this affects me personally, which is, I'm kind of emotionally attached to this issue.
It affects you personally because you publish on Smashwords or because you publish about
publish on Smashwords.
Matt, I just want to clear something up. Do you publish on the topics that would be terminated and under this PayPal agreement or other things?
It could be considered that way, depending on how far they take their. The wording is very ambiguous.
When you mentioned on the air, I was what brought to mind was the book Hotel New Hampshire. I don't know if anybody's heard of this, but it's written by the guy who wrote World According to Garp. I am not an expert when it comes to authors, and
who's
remember
Garp.
Stephanie, you're just too young for these things. Somebody look up World According to Garp and come up and tell me what the author's name is.
I don't know, but God,
he's a major author.
And
this book dealt with the issue of incest. And, I don't know if it was prurient or anything. Maybe some people may consider it prurient. I felt it to be very interesting that that they did that. I'll say the author's name is, I don't see where you're pointing. Oh, John Irving is the author's name. And
so he was exploring the topic, not necessarily trying to entice people.
There was an incident where a brother and a sister had sex.
Okay.
It absolutely happened.
Yeah.
And, whatever.
Well, the book that came to mind when I was writing this, that could be, and this is how censorship devolves, was To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird was about rape.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
and,
so that...
So, yes, my book has a scene in it, has a whole chapter where the guy watches a BDSM movie online, and it's described, and it gets violent, and it could be considered a rape. And so I suppose that even though my book is a horror book, it's not erotica, you could point at that and say, that needs to be taken off.
You're kind of concerned about a slippery slope.
What if didn't just target bestiality and rape and these kind of things, but they targeted a crime that was worse, like murder? Look at Agatha Christie. I mean, people are dropping dead all the time in mysteries.
Sure.
And that's the whole
thing. I wouldn't say it's necessarily worse, but, it's...
You don't think murder's worse?
It's different.
People survive rape.
They're all terrible.
People survive with bestiality, you might even consider that there's a victim, depending on what your opinion of animal rights are. So...
Oh, they're all horrible. Let's just
I wonder
put it that
what
way.
What rape victims, male or female, would have to say about whether or not they would prefer to have been murdered. It seems to me that murder is a worse
crime. I don't want to ask anybody that question. But, Matt, just to get back on...
off topic here.
Yeah, to get back on topic, what would you say to somebody who maybe made the argument that there are lots of places online for people to publish erotica with those sort of taboo subjects? And Smashwords may not necessarily... Yeah,
people have come up... Now, this is where I've caught a little bit of grief. As people have said, well, you know, PayPal's a private company.
Sure.
And they can associate with whoever they want.
That's absolutely true.
And my answer to that is, okay, fine, but the whole financial, we don't really have a free market. The whole financial industry is very heavily regulated. So
yeah,
I consider,
they're subject to the same rules as banks are. Yeah.
Right, right. And I consider the whole financial complex like another finger of the government. It's so intertwined with the government. So I call it government censorship by proxy.
But Matt, you know, this is a hard one to argue. I mean, people may hear this and think, "Oh, what do you support, bestiality or something?" What would you say to that?
I'd say I support anybody's right to write about bestiality, if that's what they wish to write about, and I support anybody's right to read about what they want to read. If you don't want to read about bestiality, then for God's sake, don't go out buying books on bestiality or even with bestiality in it.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you define bestiality? For instance, in a werewolf novel, in a horror novel with a werewolf, if a werewolf and a regular human fall in love and have sex, now is that bestiality?
That's what's going on in this whole Twilight series that's hugely popular with people younger than myself. I mean, there's vampires and there's werewolves. It has sex with a vampire is necrophilia, isn't it?
I guess.
I mean, they are
undead. It could be considered necrophilia, but that's not one of the things that PayPal's banning, so...
Well, first they came for the bestialists,
sure.
Then they come for necrophiliacs.
These
are just ideas, and...
Yeah, I hear the concern about the slippery slope argument, too. I think it's definitely legitimate, and of course, PayPal is really granted privileges by the state, including the privilege of somewhat monopoly. I mean, there really are not too many alternatives out there to PayPal. So, so Matt, let's wrap this up. Any final thoughts? Is that pretty much it?
Well, the thing that made me think about this is tonight as I was listening to you guys, I heard a couple of stories. One was the breastfeeding story in the restaurant, and I thought to myself, well, gee, you know, the restaurant's a private business. If the private business owner doesn't want somebody breastfeeding in his restaurant, he should be allowed not to allow that. And the
Matt, we're short on time. I do apologize, but thank you for the call tonight. Thanks for your thoughts. We'll be back with more. This is Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our phone number. 855-450-3733. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And Mark, tell us about the Free State Project.
Well, if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, and you're tired of, well, the state intruding in your business and personal life, and you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? Well, you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Because all you have to do is go over there, sign the statement of intent, and then prepare to pick up your life and move to New Hampshire.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Around the same time.
But you know, it was about the same time. But you know what? It's been a life changing situation, as moving is.
Yeah.
You know, that's the definition. But you know, I really love the atmosphere that is here in New Hampshire as far as the Liberty Lovers go and things like that. So,
me
you know,
too, and the community. Well worth it. And by the way, if you're New Hampshire curious, you can go to porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Registration is open, Mark. Did you know that? For
really?
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know, I don't say my finger isn't exactly on the pulse of registration because I get mine for free.
Well, I sort of had some inside info, so I just wanted to make sure people are aware of that.
You're practically the voice of Porkfest.
I am. I do voiceovers for Porkfest. That's true. So I have the inside scoop that their registration is open, so you can start making your plans to go camping with a bunch of freedom lovers.
I was registering people at the Liberty Forum for Porkfest, so yes. You know, I registered quite a few there.
Yeah. So I think the price did go up a little bit, so if you get your tickets online, just be aware of that. But it's still extremely affordable.
Yeah.
Something like $30 for the whole week. Yeah. Minimal. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ed in Tennessee waiting on the line. Ed, talk to me.
How the First Amendment radio host this evening.
Wonderful.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Why do men have nipples?
Why do men have nipples? That's a wonderful question. You know, they don't produce milk, but they sure can be fun sometimes. Why do you think men have nipples?
Better,
Mark?
Well, you know, Conan in the 80s didn't have nipples in the comic book. They just wouldn't draw them on. So, I mean, you know.
Really? Yeah. Was that for some political reason? Like, did they think it was obscene?
I think that there's this comic code out there that previously existed. It doesn't exist anymore. It came about in the late 40s and early 50s when, you know, they were upset. Because every generation has its own thing that it gets whipped up about.
Sure.
Now they're whipped up about violent video games driving the young people crazy. When I was a kid, it was rap music. And when I was a kid, it was rap music and rock and roll music and Dungeons and Dragons.
Uh-huh.
And in this time period, it was comic books called like Weird Tales and Crypt of Horror and stuff like that. And parents didn't like. There's literally testimony before Congress from this guy named North, Mr. North, talking about how these lurid colors draw kids in and turn them into, you know, homicidal maniacs or whatever. And so it seemed very ludicrous.
Seems like a little bit of an exaggeration.
The comic industry decided to self-regulate in order to prevent, regulation from the government. And they got very, very soft for a while.
It's a voluntary self-regulation, yeah. Right? Either you regulate yourselves or we're going to do it for you. That's what the state says.
That kind of thing.
Just like the movie industry. So, Ed, I heard that you had something you wanted to say about breastfeeding. Is that right?
Well, I was just going to mention the nipples. When he asked me what I want to talk about, I was running around. I had him on speakerphone.
I see.
First thing I thought of.
It was the in to talk about the nipples. Sure.
Hey, the violent video game influence, really, that can be debunked by the FBI's own numbers. The kids are so much less violent today.
Huh.
They get along so much better. Like you're saying, the younger people accept, you know, people being gay. They're more, they're not as prejudiced or xenophobic. So really,
yeah.
They're a whole lot better off. So to me, that totally debunks that. And I'm not saying it doesn't influence some, but.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about I'm not entirely convinced that violent video games do not train people in any way, shape, or form to kill. I know the military uses them in order to, you know, train in some way or another. I don't think that you see a lot of violent crime coming from people. You know, I mean, there were claims in the past, oh, yeah, I learned it from Boys in the Hood.
How much of that was people who were violent to begin with and then they gravitated toward video games that were that way?
Absolutely.
I mean, to me, it seems like there's at least some evidence that, you know, poor childhoods where there's serious abuse going on contributes to people becoming, like, homicidal or committing very violent crimes. And I think as time goes on, parenting practices are getting way more peaceful with each generation. And so I wonder if that has something to do with it. Ed?
Definitely, you're right, too, because all the studies show fewer kids are getting spanked now. But, you know, what race do you think gets the most spankings or does the most spankings and whippings?
I would say that black people do.
You're right, Mark.
Yeah, black. I mean, I've looked at it.
Here's one of the main reasons why I called. You know, the little girl.
Before you go on, because of the American culture today, you can't just say black people do and then not say anything else after it. I've looked deeply into this spanking issue, because I'm still not entirely convinced that, that spanking is. Like one spanking in a child's lifetime or, you know, a handful or something like that is child abuse. But I do know that child abuse and traumatic childhoods create violent, poorly adjusted people. And, that absolutely the culture, there is a culture within. Because, I don't know, you just can't say black people do this. They don't, because, there's all different kinds of black people all over. But if you were to, if you decide to use that, you know, race as a segregation of people, and then you say, well, what do these people do that are of this race? More black people spank than,
races. What do you think, is that correlated with, like, socioeconomic status? Or, like, what do you think the reason? Ed, do you have a reason?
I think it is, definitely. The poverty poisons the brain, as they say. You know, pregnant women in poverty, they have a lot of, we got stress hormones, and it does affect the child. Hey, Stephanie, but one of the reasons why I called, you remember the little girls I told you I used to babysit?
Yes.
And the story.
But fill in our listeners on it, because they may not be familiar.
Well, I don't want to get into it. Anyway, I used to just watch my son's half-sister.
Uh-huh.
Sometime, you know, one was 5 and one was 8. But anyway, I want you to, if you would, go to YouTube and type in CCH Fight Dress Code. This is their little sister. Y'all all ought to watch that. She's on a little video protesting the dress code. I guess they're school. And I ain't even talked to her in a while, so I'm going to try to call her mother tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to her. But you ought to just check her out on this. And, you know, she just like, I think she's probably about 11 or 12.
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
she's protesting a dress code at a school?
Yeah, yeah. Schools around here have dress codes. Remember
Thanks.
I told you? They want them all to look the same.
Yeah, yeah. It's another way of breeding conformity, I think.
Right. Well, the other side says, or one side has said, it doesn't show the poverty wealth gap, because, you know, some kids have money in the public schools, and some can barely get there. Poverty.
Yeah,
but then you force them to buy uniforms that they wouldn't otherwise buy, and then what are they going to wear the uniform all day?
Right.
And then the uniform, if they do wear it all day to go play, then the uniforms get damaged, and so then they can't have good uniforms to wear to school.
And it's not like the kids never see each other outside of school. They would know what's up if they see each other, right?
You know, I just feel like if I've got to pay for the school, that I should be able to decide how I dress my kid when I send them there.
Or the kid should decide how they dress themselves, right?
Well, the kid can decide that when they pay for their own clothes.
Ed, thank you for your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate that. You know, and back to the whole race and spanking thing. I mean, I suppose that, like, I don't want anyone to misunderstand and think that Ed was maybe saying that, you know, it's some...
Oh, Ed's totally against spanking. Sure.
I've called
it many times.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's such a difficult problem, and it's so multifaceted.
Race and spanking are both minefields, and then you put them together, you've got yourself a real problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that as time goes on, like we said, parenting continues to get more peaceful, right? And that everybody has sort of equality of opportunity that enables them to have better lives.
Sounds good.
855-450-FREE. You can get your call in, but you're going to have to do it quick. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday edition, and you're listening to the last segment of the show. There is still time for your calls, but you're going to have to make them quickly if you want to get them in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the SACL CAI call-in number. And with you, it's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And let's go right into the phone calls, Mark. We have one waiting for us. Ty in Tennessee wants to talk about a paradigm shift. And Ty, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to chime in. I just got to the podcast from last night, and Mark and Ann were talking to a caller about how a paradigm shift is needed for lasting change to happen in society. I think that's absolutely correct. I think before
do you mean in terms of
changes for
liberty, like a paradigm shift?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the caller was calling in and saying something to the effect of, you know, what are we going to do? And, you know, everybody who believes strongly in the ideas of liberty, you know, the ideas that people that peaceful people do not aggress upon other people, then, you know, they say next to themselves, they see it, all this aggression going on in the world. Well, what do we do about it? And the only solution I've been able to find is the Free State Project, of freestateproject.org. But, you know, we were talking to him about it. Go on, Ty.
I just think that I've got this idea that keeps coming to my mind, that what needs to be reached is just a certain number, what I call a critical mass of hearts and minds have to change and come upon these ideas and actually take them, you know, into their heart before lasting change really occurs. You know, Victor Hugo famously said, and is often misquoted, but he said, nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. You know,
sure.
One of the points that was made last night was that, you know, if or when the federal government goes poof and disappears, most likely something else will come up in its place. It'll be more like a revolution than an evolution.
Unless the ideas are in place, right, that people have evolved beyond that.
Unless people have decided that enough is enough. And I really honestly don't think America as a nation, you know, which is a mythical thing anyway, is ready for that. Because if they were ready for that, I think that Ron Paul would be so far ahead that, you know, nobody else would even come close. So I really don't think that the United States is there as yet, and it probably will take a collapse before anything happens. You guys up there in New Hampshire, I think, are making some good positive changes, and maybe you guys will point the way and show the way when this collapse happens. I don't know if it's going to be my lifetime or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Ty, I do feel more secure being around a community of people who have, you know, basic values in common with me, right? Like valuing human liberty, essentially. Maybe we can
just
work together.
Anyway,
So when you moving, Ty?
Chime in on that. Well, I would love to move, but you know, it's the usual thing: being able to sustain myself and then family obligations. I may actually be moving out of the country before I would move up to New Hampshire, but that's another long story.
And now, where would you go if you left the U.S.? I'd like to ask people that question.
The Philippines.
Okay. Is it because of more freedom or because of a personal reason?
It's because of a personal reason, because of the people I love that are there.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Ty, did you have any final thoughts?
No, I just wanted to, you know, bring up that point that we have to reach a critical mass, and you guys are doing the right thing. There's a lot of good liberty education going on out there. It's actually a very exciting time for liberty, because I think we are building toward that critical mass. But I just don't think we're quite there yet, but I'm pretty positive it's going to happen. I just don't know how long it'll happen. Just like I think the collapse of the U.S. federal government is inevitable.
Oh, yeah, it's inevitable.
And the idea of voluntarism is also inevitable. We are moving toward it. Sometimes we take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back, but the progress is being made.
Ty, thank you so much for your thoughts. I feel inspired now.
I absolutely agree.
He should be a motivational speaker.
When you look at the when you look at the course of human events, there are times when liberty is stifled, but over time, slavery is a concept now that, I'm talking about sort of the owning of other people by people, by individuals. It's so out of fashion that no one would even think about it. There are places in the world where slavery does exist still, but.
Well, and some people draw parallels between the way that governments treat their subjects as like sort of like serfdom or
absolutely
slavery.
Governments believe that they own you. They believe that they own the people inside of their arbitrary little borders.
But you're right, Mark. Ideas have progressed to the point where we are sort of getting more freedom in our lives, and the state can only stop so much when we can free our minds, right?
Indeed. I mean, the state is, to some extent, it is what the body public thinks. It tends to move along more slowly.
Yeah,
you look at things like
behind
marijuana decriminalization and gay marriage and stuff like that, and you can see that when ideas come, it takes a little while for the oldsters
whatever the most authoritarian elements in society can sort of get away with. I don't know.
Agreed.
Yeah.
No, certainly. So this judge?
Yeah, back to the gay judge who refused to marry straight people. Here's a quote from her. She says, "It's kind of oxymoronic for me to perform ceremonies that can't be performed for me, so I'm not going to do it," Parker, the judge, tells the Dallas Voice. The Texas Committee on Judicial Ethics describes officiating at weddings as a discretionary function, so that must not interfere with mandatory judicial duties. So Parker, who was elected in 2010, can't be accused of shirking her duties. So she has discretion about whether she marries people.
Oh, well, then if that's what the government says, then that's what I'm fine with it. I changed my opinion completely.
So whatever the law says, it's okay.
Yeah, well, that's the job that she took, and she's willing to enforce this upon other people. I get where she's coming from, and I support. If you're willing to be fired over this issue and you think it's important, I think it's important too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to trumpet it and I'm glad. But if the government gave her discretion and she's using discretion, fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder. People talk about activist judges,
right?
As
far as I'm concerned, these people should have to stick by the crap that they write down. They write it down for you and I, and they expect us to stick by it, even if we can't possibly know what it says.
Well, certainly.
But then they want to do whatever they want to do, and that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, the double... I think not many people like double standards, especially when they're really obvious and in their faces. And especially in Keene lately, it really does seem like there's one set of rules for the government workers and another set of rules for everybody else, right?
I think it precisely, yeah. That's exactly what it's like. And I think it's that way all around. Fewer people get to see it in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, unless they try to do something like bring a camera into the courtroom or something like that. But then they're known as a troublemaker, right? They're just pushing buttons.
Does happen.
Asking for it.
I think that, when most people, if they want to bring some recording device into a government building or something like that, they probably won't be bothered at all. It's when the bureaucrats see enough of them and are like, I don't like this. Let's make a rule. And that's when they begin to crack down. And that's what's happened here in Keene.
Yeah. Now, what do you think that since you've been here in this area, Mark, I'm going to ask you kind of a difficult question as we come up on the end of the show here. But do you think that there's been more freedom or less freedom in Keene or about the same since you've been here?
I don't know. I think it's very difficult to say. Mm-hmm. You know, early on, there were problems with cameras in the courtroom. There are cameras, problems with cameras in the courtroom now. I think that, civil disobedience has brought some, interest into this area. I think that to some extent the outside the system activists and the civil disobedience have stepped on stepped in it themselves by creating animosity within the public. I don't know how they could go about not having done that in every way, but I've made some suggestions and whatever. Sometimes they're interested in them, sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they tell me to do it, and I'm like, I don't have the problems you have. My life's fine. So I'm not entirely sure, what the answers are. A lot of people don't like the political process, but the political process, the Free Staters that are involved in it have had a lot of success. They've shown some freedom around knives. They've stopped a great deal of tyrannical bills that are intended to go through, and they've cut the budget.
I have to be completely honest, and I'm just being as honest as I can. I haven't seen huge successes on either front. Honestly.
Well, it's not the from the political.
I don't
process,
think the knife thing is a huge success.
It's not a huge success.
It's great, but huge success.
It's not. It's not. And remember that you're going to see a lot more success in the area of stopping things. Everybody else's government has grown, and everybody else's state government is in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire
isn't New Hampshire in the hole too?
New Hampshire's basically.
Maybe we're left.
There's a 12% cut in the budget, and the intent was to be flat even. I think that there are some problems with it, but, that's 1 year.
All right. Interesting discussion. We will pick it up next Sunday. And you can visit us online over at freetalklive.com. This has been Stephanie.
And Mark.
And thank you for listening. Have a great night.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.